We have news now from the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Today, former Bosnian Serb General Ratko Mladic was convicted of war crimes, of genocide, and crimes against humanity. Mladic was the top general in the Bosnian Serb army during the war that followed the breakup of Yugoslavia. He led the campaign to ethnically cleanse Muslims, Croats, and other non-Serbs, and he earned the nickname the Butcher of Bosnia. An estimated 100,000 people died in Bosnia during the Balkans War of the 1990s, including the mass executions of more than 7,000 Muslim men and boys. Joining me now, Julian Borger. He's world affairs editor for The Guardian and author of The Butcher's Trail. Julian, thanks for being here.
Pleasure.
Many Americans might remember the name Ratko Mladic from the years of the war in Bosnia. Remind us of who he is and what his role was.
He was an officer in the Yugoslav army who took over the Bosnian Serb army when Yugoslavia fell apart, led the Bosnian Serb army right through that war from 92 to 95, and oversaw the mass killings that took place along the course of that war.
So what were these specific charges against Ratko Mladic?
Well, there were two counts of genocide, another 9 counts involving crimes against humanity and assorted war crimes. The counts of genocide, obviously the most important one, for the massacre in 95 in Srebrenica, a Muslim enclave that was supposed to have been protected by the UN. And the other, a more general genocide charge that applied to various municipalities across Bosnia.
Julian, can you give a sense of the trial? It took several years. These trials often proceed very slowly, but what kind of people came to court to testify against Ratko Mladic?
You're right. It took a very long time, about 5 years, 530 days of trial days, and more than 500 witnesses, most of them eyewitnesses to slaughter. It was a grueling, grueling trial in terms of sitting there and listening to the families of people who had been killed in mass executions, often people talking about the loss of their husbands, their sons. It was very much a grind through some of the worst atrocities Europe has seen since the Second World War.
And how did the prosecution establish that Ratko Mladic, from his command position, was responsible for the atrocities that were described?
To be honest, it wasn't very hard. The Bosnian and Serb army was fairly centralized. He gave out and made clear that he was in command, giving out orders. He also had himself filmed, for example, at Srebrenica, swaggering into town, giving orders, and with some of the civilians in the aftermath of the fall of Srebrenica, assuring them that everyone would be safe, while knowing that in the next couple of days, his men would carry out those mass executions.
So, Julian, more than 20 years later, the Bosnian War, the Yugoslav War is over, and there's this grim cast of characters who people have heard about and followed for these many years. Radovan Karadzic, Slobodan Milosevic, now Ratko Mladic. Can you give a little bit of context into whether some form of justice has been served so many years after the war ended?
Yes, I mean, it's always hard to estimate. I mean, if you talk to, say, the mothers of Srebrenica, they'll say, well, this is nothing like justice enough. But the truth is, there can never be enough justice for the kind of crimes, the kind of mass crimes that were committed in Bosnia. But what we do know is that the Hague Tribunal, the ICTY, is the best attempt at international justice for these mass crimes since the Second World War, since the Nuremberg Tribunal. It indicted 161 people. It accounted for all those 161. Most were brought to court and went through a proper trial, and many, many were convicted. And so although it'll never be enough for the survivors and for the families of the victims, and there are many more people out there who are undoubtedly guilty of crimes who will never be convicted, it is the best the world has done so far, or since, in terms of handling this problem of mass crimes.
And the former Serbian president, Slobodan Milosevic, remind us what became of him.
He died while his trial was underway. And in a way, this is one of the shortcomings, the missing links in the work of the Hague Tribunal, is that so far it hasn't, in a court of law, quite established that link between Belgrade, the nerve center, the capital of the former Yugoslavia, and the killings in Bosnia and Croatia. And what is known from people who were in Belgrade at the time, people around Milosevic, is that this was all part of a grand plan to create a greater Serbia. What hasn't yet come out in the court, because of a lot of the records were destroyed, was that a lot of the orders for this ethnic cleansing in Bosnia and Croatia came direct from Belgrade, and that Belgrade was very much the center of everything that happened in those wars in the 1990s.
Former Bosnian Serb commander Ratko Mladic found guilty by the International Criminal Court and due to spend the rest of his life in jail for his role in the massacre at Srebrenica. Julian Borger, thanks for being here.
Thanks very much.
Julian Borger is World Affairs editor for The Guardian and author of The Butcher's Trail, How the Search for Balkan War Criminals Became the World's Most Successful Manhunt.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.